And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Marty 1090 studios with Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We call him the Tackle Guru, and that's exactly what we're talking today. You want to find out about tackle? This is the man you need to talk to. So stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Marty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad Electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means? The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As I always say, today's the day I got to be on my best behavior. I got both bosses here, so I got to
be careful.
I was, you know, dressed very nice. Make sure you get here on time. You know, yeah, exactly.
Right. No kidding. Good morning, Doug Kern.
What up, Doug?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, fishing world. Oh my God, it's crazy out there. Unbelievably crazy.
Amazing. Okay, so Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial texts me yesterday afternoon, says, did you hear a wahoo was caught in the Marlin grounds off Catalina yesterday? I'm sure you guys already had that, right?
Wahoos were caught. One up there and one down here.
One down here. Well, see, you're always up on the...
Everything, you could just see the switch turn on for a different kind of fishing this last week. I mean, it was just noticeable.
It's changed.
We've had no...
Full moon.
Yeah, we've had not much in the way of fish down in Mexican waters. It's all been just centered off Southern California, and it's been... pretty predictable, you know, good bluefin fishing, especially early, and then it turned into yellowfin. We've had the Dorado, but you could just see we got infested with yellowfin, skipjack, Dorado, yellowtail, all throughout the normal banks down in Mexican waters. And talk about exotics, how about not just one, but quite a few spearfish are being caught down there.
Dude. Really?
Yes.
Short-billed spearfish, which is a total exotic.
That is an exotic.
Like a handful
you
yesterday.
You find those in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
You know, you find those in tropical areas. And in 1983, and we still have a spearfish mount in one of our offices at Fisherman's Landing that was caught back in 1983. And I'm not sure I remember one being caught since. And last year I was really flabbergasted. Why aren't we catching some spearfish? We got wahoo, we got blue marlin, we've got all this exotic stuff. Well, it's happening now. You know, talk about an exotic. I mean, and you just have to know that some blue and or black marlin are not far behind, because there is blue and black marlin food all over this place.
Seriously.
Now, what would blue and black marlin food be?
Well, we've got multiple sizes of tuna in local waters, but some of those fish are 5 pounds, both skipjack and yellowfin tuna.
That's a little snack.
And Dorado. And those are M&Ms, dude.
Yeah.
Straight up.
A little snack for a 500-pound marlin.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's so
why
cool.
not? So wahoos. Tell us about the wahoos.
Well, I don't know all the details. I mean, we've been waiting for this to happen. You know, we've heard some rumors. Heard about a week and a half ago that somebody saw some guys down at San Quintin cleaning some wahoo. Okay, that's a rumor. You know, the divers are seeing them on the 43. Okay, that's a rumor. But when you see them caught, they're here. We knew that would happen again. Those fish now have a pattern of coming to Southern California. The water, you look at the chart this morning, there was some 77-degree water, basically right off Mission Bay. Out at the 43, it's like 76 on the latest chart. Beautiful
Dude,
chart, God. Finally, my God.
4 stars, see every square inch of Southern California.
Yep.
The Terrafin chart?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know,
yeah.
I know the one fish obviously was caught in a marlin tournament and, you know, on a marlin jig and weighed in at the Balboa Angler. And a big one, too, like a 50-pounder, a 52-pounder,
yep.
I think I saw. And then
marlin tournament?
I'm not sure.
Was it the Church Mouse?
I don't know.
Wasn't the Stan Miller this weekend?
I think it was.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And then
the Tuna Club tournament
this weekend, too.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I know the fish got weighed in at Balboa. I mean, there's pictures on the back of the boat and the whole nine and on the board and with the date. And then,
unbelievable.
You know, as we were like high-fiving how cool that was, Nick Boone, one of the guys who works in the shop, hey, check this out. And he shows us a text message from his buddy who's a diver, you know, diving locally down below one of the local banks down here. I don't know which, 302, 307. And then, sure enough, there's all their Dorado and yellowtail they got and a wahoo sitting there.
Jeez.
You know,
wow.
So, I mean, 100%, you know, there it is.
There it is.
It's awesome.
Okay, so turning that to tackle now, okay, it has not been a trolling year so far.
No.
Is it now turning into a trolling year?
Well, so, you know, there's different ways to attack the fishery that we have right now, but it's real hard to find stuff at 20 to 25 miles an hour if you're in your private boat. So realistically, kind of what we've been doing a little bit is get into an area where there's fish, and it's been so spread out, you really have to just go looking. So we'll do kind of an accelerated troll, you know, 8 or 9 miles an hour kind of thing. And the little trolling plugs that everybody's been using, so it could be the, you know, Max 130 by Halco. It could be, you know, one of the old Marauder Bonita plugs. It could be a Braid Blackjack. Any of those trolling plugs and Rapalas, although I've backed off on those a little bit recently, because when you see something want to run on it, they dig pretty hard. The other ones you can run at full speed and they stay behind the boat. But it's time to wire them up 100%. There's not a lot of troll strikes. You're not going to gain much. You know, everybody's, oh, well, they don't bite the wire as well. Well,
they don't bite anyways right now.
Yeah, they're not biting that much anyway. You're just putting it out for that bonus fish. Time to wire up 100% everything you put in the water.
So the question would be, what do you wire with?
You know, I've been putting, just like we do on the big marauders, just you can put a 275 if you want to scale it down, you can do a 175-pound test, but you want the 49-strand wire because it's very much more durable on the Wahoo bite. And, you know, just a 3-foot leader. If you go longer than that, what happens is the little swivel you put up at the terminal end, I mean at the leading edge, it'll actually bubble on the surface if you make a 5 or 6 foot leader. And sometimes little critters will eat that, whether it's a skipjack or a yellowfin or even a wahoo, and then you lose your jig. So 3 foot leaders keeps the swivel under the surface of the water so you don't get bit off.
So what about, now I've purchased at Fisherman's Landing Tackle a pre-made wire leader where you just clip it on, it's all set. How about those? Do you like those, or you like to wire us directly?
I've been kind of hardwiring mine on there, so there's a little less junk, because those plugs that we're trolling right now are a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it probably, maybe it's just psychological, but, you know, the less junk on there, you know, affecting the way the jig swims and the visibility. So I actually take the wire and hardwire a 3-foot piece of wire directly to the eye of the jig.
Just regular crimps?
Yeah, regular crimps. I use the double crimps, but you can also on wire use the single sleeve. I do want to put some chafing gear, meaning a spring or a little piece of tubing up there, because the violent wobbling action of those jigs can actually start fraying through that wire after trolling for 6 or 8 hours. So I wouldn't wire directly to the eye. I'd put some kind of chafing gear between the wire and the eye of the jig.
So, okay. What
I love that we're talking about this. I just want to say, I love that we're talking about this. It's so rad. Oh.
So what if you don't have all the chafing gear and all the stuff, right? What if you do have to go buy a kit, or can you just bring it to Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
We do custom rigging on every imaginable thing. Anything we ever talk about here, we can do. So if you don't want to deal with it, you just bring your jigs in. We rig all the Marlin jigs for guys. We rig all the trolling plugs, anything like that we can do, or we have the supplies. A lot of guys that don't do a lot of rigging don't want to buy, you know, a $36 crimping tool. So they can bring their jigs in to us and we'll rig them up. But basically what you need is a crimping tool, some crimps, some wire, and some chafing gear. And
or just bring it to you guys and you'll rig it up for them.
Yeah. So
and
I mean,
you don't have to buy all that
either
stuff.
Way. Right. Yeah. But if a guy's, you know, going to do his own, that's what you need.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, that's cool. Yeah. So, but the cool thing about buying, you have like a kit that you can buy, right? With it's got crimpers and crimps and stuff like that, or you just buy it all separately.
Yeah, we do have a full-blown kit that has everything. I mean, it's, but you know, you may not need something for 400 pounds. You may not need something for 60 pounds. So if, you know, you're going to do a little bit of rigging locally, you buy a couple sizes of crimps, you buy
your own
tool.
Kit, right?
You just custom whatever.
A little plain old box. And
yep, exactly.
Put it all in there.
And we can show everybody how to do that. There's definitely a certain way you've got to do your crimps, or you're going to lose gear and fish, and nobody wants that, you know.
You'll teach them all. All
yeah.
right. So, so let's talk about gear for local fishing right now. What are we going to use? What people are going to want to know as the season changes here, we have spearfish, marlin, wahoo,
I know.
Dorado, yellowtail. What am I missing?
I don't know. The Jack Crevalle here yet?
It's all.
Yeah. I mean, who knows what else? Big eye, maybe.
The one fish I want to see caught in Southern California in the worst way, because it could never possibly happen, is a sailfish.
Has it ever happened?
No.
A Pacific
well,
sailfish?
I mean, who knows, but it not to anybody's knowledge, right. it hasn't. But, I mean, that would tell you,
just
you know.
Such the hot water fish.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that'd be one of those, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. So what's the setup? What are people buying a Fisherman's Landing Tackle right now?
It's brutal right now, because you really have to be prepared for many different things.
Oh, darn. People have to buy a lot of tackle.
Well, yeah, you know, that's
a really a bummer when thing. You come into, you know.
But, you know, so, you know, and it's just funny because on my boat, you know, it's called the dugout officially, but unofficially we call it the porcupine because there's so many rods sticking out, you know, and outriggers and radio antennas, you don't know what to leave home. So we have literally fish from 5 to 200 pounds available to catch in our local waters. And so it's been pretty easy up till now. We had mostly larger size yellowfin and bluefin. The average fish was 25 to 50, and you had a good chance of catching a 75 to 100, and you had even a chance to catch 150 to 200. So if you're going to target the big fish, obviously you got to bring your 80 to 100 pound long range cow type gear. It's no different than what you do on a 16 day trip. But the main gear that we're taking out there, it's been put 40 pound in the water every time and you're good to go. You can catch your 75 pounder on that. You can catch your 25 pounder on that, you know, but you never know which one you're going to get. Well, now we've got, you know, many more fish, and some of these fish are a little smaller, and, you know, so you've got live bait. We're doing a lot of chunking this year. Popper fish are a big thing. Surface iron fish has been a big thing. So you
got to have a flat fall tied on.
You've got to have a flat fall. So you've got all these different methods that all work, and a lot of times in these bites, you'll have fish present, and you have to experiment, okay, you know, I didn't get bit on my live bait. Okay, I didn't get bit on my chunk. Okay, oh, we got one on flat fall. So, you know, you got to keep trying different things. It hasn't been guaranteed drive out there and just kill them. That has changed now. The fish counts right now are unbelievable. Most boats are getting limits, including, you know, even down to three-quarter day boats. The private boaters are just absolutely loading up. You've got Yellowfin, Dorado, and Yellowtail all down on those local banks down in the Mexican waters. And so that's the time if you want to play, you know, you bring your bass rod, you bring your poppers, you skip jig, you do all the fun stuff, you know, because the fish are just so aggressive right now and willing to bite. There's just so many of them. And, so it's just incredible.
It's getting better.
Not even September yet. September's the best month, you know?
We had our normal season up until last week.
Yeah.
Now we're having our El Nino season.
Right.
This is the El Nino that we all remember from 1983, just like a million smaller tuna, skipjack, Dorado, and yellowtail everywhere, and a few exotics mixed in. You know, we used to call Dorado exotics, but, you know, now we're talking spearfish and wahoo, and who knows when the first blue marlin's going to get hooked, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And the striped marlin bite, it's been concentrated up north pretty good where the guys can get on them and have as many as a dozen bites in a day. But we hear stories every day in the shop of every day guys hooking marlin. You know, some of the sport boats are getting them just in the tuna stop. Oh, we got a marlin.
What broke loose?
I'll bet you there was 20 bites yesterday down here. It just every report that you heard, I had.
Well, we had Make a Wish yesterday,
and
Make a Wish Tuna Challenge, which we're a sponsor of, our
good buddy Ken Morris just sent me a text message.
Ken Morris,
while we were talking.
Dr. Ken,
Doc Spoon, sent me an
ex-employee of Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop.
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah,
before he was a doctor.
That's right.
Yes,
we put him through medical school.
So does that mean free medical care for life?
Just a good friend for life.
Yeah, you go.
he did say that there were two spearfish from Make-A-Wish boats yesterday.
Okay.
Really?
Two. But yesterday, I mean, there was, I can't tell you how many reports, you know, you read on Bloody Decks or you hear a buddy or father, and there was a really cool father and son team that came in yesterday and said, we really want to catch a marlin. We're in it. We lost two yesterday. This buddy had one. Our great friend Skeet Simmons from Job Site Supply said he had the full-on attack yesterday. Fish, you know, they had three going at once when they were trying to clear the lines or their other jigs, or was Marlin following them? I mean, yesterday was...
Well, he told me that's what he was going to target for the tournament.
Yeah, he always does.
He found them.
Yesterday was the day that it had... Everyone found... They found us yesterday.
Wow.
I mean, I think Skeet had a crazy good day, but, I mean, you just heard that over and over and over. Hey, we caught all these tuna in Dorado, and we had a marlin. Oh, we had all this, and we had a marlin grab a cedar plug. We had all this. There was a marlin that batted four of our jigs around, and then he took off. And yesterday was the day that it happened.
Yep.
It's here.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show. Just a little bit.
Oh, dear. So much.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out. We've been talking about tuna and Dorado and great fishing since, like, May. And this is such a great season. It's like, are we now in the prime of the season? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, is this prime time?
It sure feels like
this
it.
This is the beginning of the season. This is the beginning of our El Nino season.
Yeah.
This is it's going to carry us through November.
I think so,
man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We've got a lot to talk about.
You are not kidding, man. It's going to be an awesome show today, and we're so stoked to have a guy like Doug in here. You want to talk about the ultimate tackle guru. It's on today, and we're going to be talking all kinds of fun, and we would love to have you join us this morning. It's been a very busy morning on the show already this morning, and it's going to stay that way, so we want to get you through. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to get through, give us a call, 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local line. or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Phones are packed up, but, boy, get through. We're going to be talking all kinds of great fishing, and we're going to be giving away an awesome prize today at the end of the show today, and that's a $50 gift certificate to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, so you're going to get in on that great deal. We're talking about all this great fishing, all this great tackle, and obviously this time of year, there's all kinds of things. We're going to be needing to reload on fluoro. We're going to need to reload on hooks. And somebody's going to get hooked up with a $50 shopping spree at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. So as you can hear, just awesome times, awesome info. And if you want to get through, we'd love to hear you. 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Spread
across. Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Time to talk about fishing and catching. And it's always biting at Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. You know, it's been the mecca this summer. And I'll tell you what, this, you know, when fishing's good, their case is amazing. And you want to take some fish, fresh fish home, some Dungeness crab, you know, big shrimp, great sushi. I mean, they have such an amazing case of all kinds of fresh fish there at Point Loma Seafoods.
The tuna right now is what blew me away. I went in there, fresh yellowfin, fresh bluefin. They have tombo from, you know, it's fresh from Hawaii. Like, yeah. It's crazy. And a big killer piece of swordfish. I was in there yesterday. I mean, we, yeah. You know, at working at Fisherman's Landing, we probably eat at Point Loma Seafoods 2 to 3 days a week down there all the time. It is my absolute favorite spot.
Yeah, fresh salmon, fresh halibut. I mean, it's endless what they have. Fresh in the case. And Doug, what's your favorite for lunch?
Well, it's kind of become the Fisherman's Landing special, but it's shrimp tacos.
Oh, oh man.
Unbelievable.
Oh, their new French shrimp tacos.
We can't not eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing. If
they
you
are.
Haven't tried them or anything at Point Loma Seafoods, go check it out. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Here's what clients are saying about Rick Jensen and the Sport Fishing Financial Group.
My name is Jerry Farmer, and I live here in San Diego. Rick Jensen has successfully managed investments for me for the past 15 years. Before Rick, I worked with financial advisors that led me into bad investments and hid kickbacks they were receiving on the investments. Rick has demonstrated through his attentiveness to my account a great feeling of responsibility to do well for his clients. With Rick, his compensation is reasonable and clear, as are the benefits for the client. For the past 15 years, the cost-benefit ratio has been greatly in my favor.
After learning about Rick and his background and what he's done for his clients, I'm on board. I just opened my own account with Sport Fishing Financial, and I'm very excited about the opportunity.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial Group. Work with me and learn what I can do for you as an investment advisor, and let's go fishing. Give us a call or find us on the web for a complimentary risk analysis, current portfolio analysis, or business retirement plan proposal. Call 949-481-1807 or visit us at sportfishingfinancial.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners, Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, you know what next weekend is? Labor Day weekend already.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
The official end of unofficial end of summer.
The beginning of the good fishing season.
Yeah, exactly. Good
but
weather.
It's also what happens every Labor Day Saturday.
The best time you could ever buy a car, I know for sure, is Labor Day.
San Diego County Ford dealers go nuts,
it's nuts.
On everything, and it's a great time to buy a Ford. And it's a great time to be at El Cajon Ford from 7 to 9 a.m. next Saturday morning because it's our final San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote. Rick and I are going to be there and doing the Shimano San Diego County Ford casting contest. Ryan will be there with doing the duty there. And your last chance to win the big grand prize, a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, including a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Sitka on Alaska Airlines. Great people at Alaska Airlines. I want to thank Doug and the gang down there for providing that for us. 4 nights lodging at Kingfisher, 3 days of fishing, and your fish processing, which is absolute best at Kingfisher Charters. And you also have a trip, chance to trip, win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. That's the new Blackjack. Shimano rods and reels we talked about yesterday. Trinidad A's and Tourette's rods.
Yeah, we're talking $750 to $800 combos.
Four of them.
Four of those.
Yeah, yeah. Maui Jim gift cards, AFCO clothing package, and whether you make that cast or not, you have a chance to win all the grand prizes because we're going to draw a random winner for all those in attendance on Saturday for your chance to win. When we draw you, you have won one of the 8 grand prizes, including a chance at that trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, on Alaska Airlines. Prize Cowboy is going to be there. So that's this coming Saturday. It's Saturday, next Saturday, September 5th, Labor Day Saturday, at El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main, right off the I-8 freeway. Come on down and join us and have a chance to win some great prizes. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, you're not kidding there. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. I know everybody's excited to talk to Doug. And we're going to start it off this morning with Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa. Matt, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just poured a cup of coffee, but after listening to that report, who needs coffee?
Exactly, right?
Oh, my.
It's on.
Good Lord.
I can't wait to hear what Dave Hansen says.
But it's widespread, and it's actually that good. I mean, it's just something you're not going to see many times in your lifetime. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Can't wait for my 7 day.
I know.
I'll bet you right.
Who knows where we're going this year?
Yeah.
I want to say thank you for the big fish rod and reel, all the insight on that. Can't wait to break that in.
Nice.
Wahoo. Wiring jigs or fluorocarbon. Like, I've seen some people fish them like 100-pound. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, here's the basic thing over the years is when you wire, and you're talking about a casting yo-yo style jig.
Correct.
You know, so it could be one of the catchy C-Strike 33s. It could be, one of the Raider jigs, even 6X Juniors in the pinks and oranges, all typically with single hooks. This is the kind of jigs that you throw for Wahoo. And if you get into a Wahoo bite, the old, back and forth has always been, mono versus wire. Well, typically the fish bite the jig better on mono, but the minute that tooth touches the mono, even a little bit, it's gone.
Yeah.
And, with the wire, you get, a much better chance to catch that fish. And, especially on the Wahoo bomb is the number one way to have your best hookup ratio, because when they come screaming in and bite that jig in the middle, they bite through a soft skirt and get nothing but hooks. So that's your number one hookup ratio is if you can get them on a bomb. So, and those are almost always wired. They have to be because the wire comes back into where the hook is. But As far as that fluorocarbon thing goes, you know, it's still a monofilament style line. You're still going to lose a majority of those jigs. And I suppose a real heavy piece of fluorocarbon, you know, might buy you a little bit if they just nick it. But, so it's not going to probably hurt anything to use that. If you're going to go with straight mono and you want to put a little piece of fluoro on there, not going to hurt anything. But, you know, the hierarchy is for not losing fish, bomb first, wired jig second, mono third.
Okay, so what about trolling a bomb?
I mean, people usually that troll bombs think they're trolling jigs when they buy them. But, you know, you're using like 80 or 90 pound wire, and when you're cruising along that fast and they slam it, you've got a chance to break through that wire. Yeah. So you can troll any jig virtually and put a piece of wire on it. If a wahoo bites it, you're going to catch it. I've seen them caught on little tiny white feathers, you know, that were meant for like skipjack. But
sure.
You know, wahoo typically trolling wise want something down in the water column. And, so, you know, guys have even gone as extreme as using downriggers. But typically we use the trolling plugs, the marauder style plugs, and that gets your jig down there 3, 4, 5 feet, whatever it is. Rapalas definitely get bit on wahoo, but again, you're going to want to wire all that stuff with a little heavier wire.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I think one of the things about a bomb is even though it's heavy and one would assume, man, this thing's heavy, when you put that thing behind the boat and start driving away at, you know, 6, 7, 8 knots, it's still just subsurface. You know, even with
feather.
Yeah, even with as heavy as it seems in your hand, like, oh man, this thing's gonna get down there. You drag that thing behind the boat, it's right up on the surface.
Right up on the surface.
You gotta get that, either put that real heavy trolling weight in front of it or get something that wants to dig down and get you down
there. Better yet, just troll or
repel. That being said though, that certainly doesn't mean it wouldn't get a bite. You know, I mean, they bite the casting jig all the time, and it's not that they wouldn't bite it, but it's not gonna get you down, which is more often preferred on Oahu.
But one thing that we have used, and, you know, we kind of sometimes just jokingly call it a mega bomb, but these 26 to 30 ounce bomb heads and a newel type wraparound skirt, we've trolled those for decades, and they get down there pretty good in the water column. They're just super heavy, and, you know, just like a marauder, they're kind of a pain in the butt to wind back to the boat under speed, but they work great.
And let's put it this way, it's not like they won't eat a surface jig. They love eating marlin lures.
Yes.
I mean, the one caught yesterday was on a marlin jig, and that's all, you know, most of the...
With mono.
Probably. I mean, you know, it's pretty common if you run double hooks to have a little double hook, you know, your little double hook rig done in wire. That would probably be a nice little safety thing, but, it's on.
There it is. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero is on. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, Doug.
Good morning,
John. Welcome back to town.
Thanks. Quite a couple weeks in the Orient.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it really was. It was different. It was different than I expected. Cambodia and Vietnam is where we're located. We went down the Mekong River. And it's interesting. You have preconceptions about how everybody's going to be. The people were so friendly and nice, and they're really making leaps and bounds coming into the 21st century. It's interesting to see, and especially, you know, our involvement 20 years ago to see how everybody's doing and everything. It was a great trip. It really was. We got an opportunity to really get into the culture and visit people in their homes.
That's rad.
Yeah, it really was.
John, that's awesome.
Well, welcome home, and how's the fishing at Rancho Leonero?
Well, I miss some good fishing. As usual, when I go, the fishing just really, really picks up, you know, and that really followed. The past couple of weeks has been outstanding, especially in the yellowfin department. I know in San Diego it's red hot as well, but we've got a real, real good consistent bite in that same area, that same Phantom area right off of Venaramas out there that's producing about 2 miles, 2 to 3 miles off the beach, producing lots of yellowfin in the 20 to 50-pound range. Nice, bigger fish certainly than when I left, and real consistent bite. They're finding dead sardine, and we're buying dead sardine, and they've been deadly bait on them. So literally everybody's limiting on tuna from about 10 to about 50 pounds. Dorado shown up, no real size, but lots of schooling dorado. Real, real good marlin and sailfish fishing off of La Rivera. A lot of wahoo mixed in with the tuna, believe it or not. Inshore fishing's been awesome. A lot of roosters as usual for this time of year, but there's been a lot of big pargo. Go on the website and look at the picture. A lot of big barred and dogtooth snapper. Exceptional fishing, guys. It really, really has been for the past couple of weeks. Very, very strong.
That's so cool, John.
Additionally, it just gets better and better as September, October come in, right?
Yeah, October should be a really good month. It normally is. You know, the thing that's nice about October is the air cools down and the water stays real warm. I might mention that the water has been 87.5 degrees in front now for the last 2 months straight. It hasn't dropped or raised a half a degree. It's pretty interesting water out in front. So that's a good thing. We don't want it to hit into 90. And if it was gonna, it would have by now. So
that's good news.
Yeah, metering 77 degree water off San Diego.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty real.
Yeah. Well, John, welcome back. We're glad you're back. And if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero, September, October, prime time at Rancho Leonero.
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, John, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sure will. Yeah, I'll be on next Sunday.
Oh, that's right. You'll be in the studio.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Back in the studio, back from Rancho Leonero, and here in the studio from 7 to 9 next Sunday. We'll see you here.
You sure will. Look forward to it.
All right.
See you, John.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Hey, we got another little bonus. We're going to go live to the Shogun. Captain Aaron Barnhill is on the line. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Aaron.
We're doing great. I can tell you we all wish we were on the Shogun right now.
Oh, yeah, it's been an excellent fishing. We got in this morning from a five-day trip, and our plans changed a little bit with that Yellowfin going down. But luckily, we had Tom and Carl up in the air, and we got back on the bluefin. So we had limits of bluefin for our last 2 days of fishing on this five-day trip, and they're both 40 to 50 pounds. Absolutely beautiful fish.
All right,
so things are really starting to come around. There's absolutely an amazing amount of bluefin out there. We see Tom's been flying for 40 years, and he said that's the most amount of bluefin he's seen in a single day ever in his life. So that's really saying something there.
And,
all
the long-range boats that were up in this area yesterday, we all scratched at it. And luckily, we got out there late that first day and got a hit. And so it's excellent. You know, that yellowfin's going to pop back up. It's been slow the last couple days. But, you know, we were lucky enough to pick off a kelp down below for a couple of days limit to that yellowfin tuna. And we also got a wahoo on it, got zipped off a few times. So those things are moving up as well. But great fishing going on right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dude.
Wow.
Let's think about that for a second. This is a five-day you're talking about. So great wahoo or great yellowfin fishing, great bluefin fishing. You had a kelp with wahoo, I'm sure, Dorado. Like, that's a five-day trip we're talking about. Like, you just described a 10-day ridge trip. Yeah.
And then finish it off with bluefin tuna.
Yeah,
and you know those Dorado that we're catching, they're nice ones. I mean, you got a few shakers on the kelp, but for the most part, they are big, beautiful Dorado, like the ones you would catch down off Mag Bay on a 10-day trip.
Wow.
Really awesome.
So cool, man.
Yeah,
awesome.
Awesome. Well, do you have any spots available on the Shogun? Now, I know we had two spots open up on our six-day skiff trip that Ricky's going to be hosting this year. Once again, he won the arm wrestling contest, and so he's going to be gone at the end of October. So do you have any other spots other than those two spots on our skiff trip?
We do, actually. We just had a little family emergency on a trip. We lost four guys on our rice bowl trip, which is coming up on the 9th of September. So, you know, there's good wahoo at the rocks. So there's good fishing around. So there's four spots that opened up on that trip, and we have a few spots on our Dock Ski five-day trip. So if you go on our website, showgunsportfishing.com, you can book right there online or give the office a call at 619-226-8030. So there's yellowtail down at Cedros. You know, most of us have been concentrating on tuna up here, but on a 7-day, you're going to get a little bit of everything. So fish is looking great. You know, we're back on this bluefin. The yellowtail is going to pop up here, you know, in a day or two, I'm sure. And great fishing, guys. It's time to come out.
Yeah, don't let this opportunity go by. I mean, there it is. You know, that's it. That's a spot on the Shogun that wasn't available, and here's your chance to just plug yourself in and get in on what's going on right now. It's so good.
So good. I mean, and the grade of that bluefin is just unbelievable. There's those 100 to 150 pounders out there. You know, we opted to try for the more manageable ones this trip, you know, and straighten them up. So, but there's that big fish is out there as well. So it's all still around.
How about hearing the most that Tom has ever seen in one day in the plane ever before?
Tom Green has seen a lot of bluefin.
Yeah.
He was down in the heyday, you know, and all that, you know, the whole Sainer fleet was on there. And for him to, he saw fish from, you know, below San Clemente Island all the way up above Osborne Bank, above Catalina, all the way up. And he flew out of Santa Barbara, and he said he's literally bluefin the whole way down from Santa Barbara all the way down below Clemente. I mean, it's just amazing.
But, of course, you ask the scientists, it's a very threatened species, right?
Yes, they're in danger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
They're not in the planes looking at them. Yeah. You know, they're behind the desk.
Exactly. Awesome job, Aaron. Well, sounds like some great fishing. Unbelievable. Glad you guys had such a great trip. And one more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to snag one of those last couple of spots on your 7-day and also that upcoming 5-day.
Yeah, the number is 619 866-8030, or you can always go on our website, showgunsportfishing.com. You can book online right there. So thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. We'll check back in next week, and hopefully with a good report for you guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate the call. We'll look forward to talking to you then.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good one.
Fantastic.
How about that, dude?
Oh, my God.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Getting pretty excited about this, this September, man. It's going to be September, October. I'm gonna just go with Tommy Rothery here. I'm gonna just say it's gonna be two of the best months
yes.
that we've ever seen in the history of Southern California.
I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah.
I'm
feeling pretty confident in that.
You're really going out on a limb on that one. Right?
I'm really, really taking a chance.
That's so cool.
Let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You got it, man. Well, they're packed solid. Next up, we're going to talk to Mike, and he's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Morning. Great. How's it going?
I had a question. My friends and I were having a debate on fishing live bait sardines. Is it better to overhand cast or underhand cast, and why?
You know, there are definitely pluses to both.
Right.
You can probably get a little extra distance out of an overhand cast unless you've really practiced your underhand cast. So if you're, and it depends on the position on the boat. Let's say that you're standing on the stern and you're a right-handed fisherman and you're standing on the stern of a boat and you want to cast out the port side. There's people maybe in the way kind of up the side and so forth. You can do kind of like a reverse golf swing. So, you kind of let the bait go out to the left and then you just golf swing it out to your right, out the port side of the boat. And you can actually get quite a bit of distance. And actually, I do that with my surface iron on the private boat because, I've got a T-top and whatever. And if you practice, you can get the same distance with that golf cast as you can with an overhead cast. But most times on a sport boat, you've got plenty of room, and if you do the overhand cast, you're probably going to get your best, or overhead cast, you're going to get your best distance. The bait will fly higher, and so you've got to be careful how you let it, land in the water. You want to land it as softly as possible, and if you get a lot of altitude, you can imagine, gravity's going to, have longer to affect that bait, so it's going to splat down, and it might affect the bait a little bit. So, you kind of get used to how and when to thumb it, so that, it's a very gentle landing. When you cast underhanded, your bait only may get about 4 feet off the water, 4 or 5 feet, instead of that, 15, 20 feet on the overhand cast. So there's definitely pluses for both. I would say if you're hooking a sardine in the behind the anal fin there, the skin is real soft, as opposed to hooking it in the shoulder or the nose where you've got, much more durable part of the bait. And so an underhanded cast can be done maybe a little bit more gently, and so you don't rip hooks out of the bait when you're casting. So, and even a butt hook bait like that, you can just flip it 5 feet out off the back of the boat, and the tendency is for a bait hooked in that position to swim down. So, it doesn't matter getting it out as far away from the boat. You just want it to go down. So definitely different strategies. You want to have all of them in your quiver.
Hey, Doug. Great
answer.
Yeah, really good. Talk for a minute about the difference between nose hooking a sardine versus nose hooking a mackerel. And there is a difference, right?
Well, there's multiple ways to hook any bait, but the standard way to nose hook any bait is in one nostril, out the other. But also on the mackerel, sometimes when you're going to do a bomber cast or in certain circumstances where you want that bait to really have a much more durable connection to the hook, you go inside the mouth and up through the roof of the mouth and out right in front of the eyeballs. Where you don't pierce the brain, but, then you can do a multi-bomber cast with that.
That's the way the marlin guys like to do it, just because it's really easy if you're throwing a long cast to cast off the bait and then you watch.
That's one of the ways, have to imagine that if you're going to put a bait in a bait tank for 4 hours looking for that marlin, he's going to live longer if he's harnessed or if he's hooked through the nose than up through the top of the mouth.
Yeah.
But definitely, and definitely the swordfish guys, right up through the roof of the mouth, because when that broadbill smacks that bait, which often they do, that's the best way to ensure that bait will stay on the hook, is right up through the roof of the mouth.
Okay.
You get a lot more meat, and it's real tough cartilage up there.
The other thing is if you're fishing a real sharp hook, a chemically sharpened, high-end hook, they can be so sharp that when the bait's hooked in the nose like that and the bait is shaken, the hook point can very easily kind of bend over and grab a piece of the cheek or the top of the head. And now you've got
when you're
basically,
going sideways.
When you go sideways. So
it
the
rolls
root,
back into the bait.
So now if you can imagine when that fish eats the bait, you basically almost pinned it on like you would a squid where the hook point is now back inside the bait and not able to grab a piece of the fish's mouth. But when you go up through the roof of the mouth, it's got nowhere to turn to re-hook itself.
Right. So
doesn't mean that one way is better than another. They're just different.
They're just different.
I mean, you need to play and practice with hooking your baits because it'll have a different effect on the way the bait swims. You hook them in the shoulder. A lot of times they swim up near the surface. You hook them back by the anal fin. They go down. If you hook it in a collar, it'll cause the bait to swim left or right, depending on which part of the boat you're casting from. So learn to do all of it.
You nose hook it, it'll last on the hook for a long time, so you can long soak it way out. And every bit as importantly, you can also wind it back in and
slowly
get bites
and
that
get a
way.
Bite on the retrieve. Sure. Yeah.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great info, more catch reports, and more good fun. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander, the newest addition to their family. The 65-foot Commander is a super clean vessel that is low to the water, with RSW fish hold and spacious galley. Perfect for 1 to 2 day trips from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come experience superior customer service, the finest fish handling, and quality food aboard the Commander. The same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room with a rail. The Eclipse from Seaforth Sport Fishing sets the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at EclipseSportFishing.com or CommanderSportFishing.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. You always want the Power Pro advantage. Let's talk about a Marlin casting rig.
Right.
And there's a lot of debate over this, but what is Rock Cod Rick, what is his perfect Marlin casting rig?
Perfect Marlin casting rig for me is a Trinidad 30, and I like to use a Trinidad 30 because it's smaller and it fits in your hand, but to get appropriate line capacity on a reel that small that's good and comfortable to casting, you've got to put backing on the reel because it just doesn't hold enough of appropriate mono. So I like to fill my reel with 65-pound Power Pro, and I put about 300 to 350 yards of Power Pro on the reel. And the reason I only put that amount on is it gives me a fair amount of room for mono. So I do like a fairly long mono top shot on my Marlin casting rig because it allows for a little better stretch and good belly in that line when that fish is out swimming and changing directions. So for me, Trinidad 30, 325 to 350 yards, a 65-pound Power Pro. I use the original white solid Spectra Power Pro, and then about 100 yards, a 40-pound mono top shot.
There you go. Power Pro at your favorite tackle store. Check out Power Pro
www.fishingexpo.com. Pete here to tell you about one of my favorite long-range boats, perfect for day and a half to seven-day trips. That's Searcher Sport Fishing. The Searcher offers a top-of-the-line long-range experience at the best value available. The 95-foot Searcher features huge bait capacity, RSW fish holds, and plenty of room at the rail. Chef Charles puts out a spread you will be impressed with, and staterooms are air-conditioned and super comfortable. The crew, top of the line. Check SearcherSportFishing.com for more details and book online today. That's SearcherSportFishing.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Time to find out what's biting out there.
You got it, dude. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored part by Jobsite Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Come see the full line of Louisville ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to help deter theft and keep track of your ladders on the job site. Check jobsitesupply.com for more details.
Jobsitesupplyco.com.
JobsiteSupplyCo.com.
Yeah,
thank you.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed.
Hey, let's start it off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you guys all doing this morning?
Great. Good morning.
Good, good. Man, where's August gone?
Crazy.
You're blowing right by, huh?
Crazy.
God, yeah. What a... It's going to be one of those months where we all look back and go, remember that August of 2015? Yeah, it's crazy. Well, hey, up here for us, this offshore stuff, you know, it hasn't showed any sign of stopping. You know, we've had our fair share of tough days on it for sure. I think anybody that's fished out there is, you know, had kind of that going on here and there. But, you know, we've seen good signs of fish just about every single day, and everyone knows for sure that stuff doesn't bite nails every day. You know, what we're seeing here real close to home, you know, there's a good volume that skipjack has really moved in, and that stuff's been anywhere from 3 to 10 miles. I mean, it's all over the place, and there's spots of stuff just everywhere. And, you know, this yellowfin, it's been all about finding the right spot of fish. You know, the best skipjack I'm talking about, it's been mixed with some of that yellowfin. So with as much stuff as there is, you know, kind of up on the surface, it's been tough stopping the boat on the right spot of fish. You know, these surface spots have been thin at some points, and some have been meaty. So getting the boat stopped on the right one has been the key, and, you know, it's been a little bit tougher than we would certainly like, but like I said, we're seeing this fish just about every single day. One day, you know, we'll have good score on that yellowfin, which that makes skipjack. Other days, you know, we'll, you know, be in the low 10, 15, kind of stuff like that. So we're also seeing this Dorado back on the kelps after a good week, really not seeing that stuff. I know down the line there, that stuff's, you know, biting pretty good, and we're starting to see the upper edge of that stuff starting to trickle in. So we'll keep our eyes on that stuff. And, you know, a little bit closer to home, I've been saying this the last couple of weeks, this half-day fishing is almost as good of an opportunity as you're going to see from this unreal calico bass fishing to big spots to big-sized bonito. And honestly, you can push the anchor over just about on any spot along the coast right now and have a shot at a good quality, you know, 18 to 25-pound yellowtail. So this stuff's biting really, really good. Our bait's been phenomenal, good anchovy, sardine mix. So we're just hoping that, you know, we have another good chance at this fish this coming week. So if you guys want to hop on a boat with us, certainly we're running. Things are still, you know, full, even with kids all back in school and that kind of stuff. You know, certainly reservations are the way to go. So call the landing. The phone number there is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then on the local trip, guys, you can link us right there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, and that'll take you over, and you can save a few bucks on one of those local trips.
Awesome, man. So cool that this is going on so close to home, Willie. You give these crazy reports every week, and we just shake our head thinking how crazy this is that all this is going on. But awesome to hear about the great fishing up above. And, I mean, I think we just got another awesome week coming our way.
Another week.
The weather's right. The fish are here. They're close to Dana Wharf. I mean, it's here we go again.
How do you beat it?
It's good.
Go fishing.
That's it. You just don't know what, from day to day, things have been, you know, consistent, but there's been some little different nuances from day to day. So,
sure.
You know, in all honesty, things are, you know, we're just excited to keep the ball rolling.
Tell your friends that are not fishermen, or that have non-fishing friends, tell your friends that their friends are going to the golf course to put the clubs down and give them a fishing rod and take them fishing. This is the time to get them hooked.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
All right.
Great advice to you.
Hey, Willie, thanks a lot, man. We'll appreciate that. And who knows what next meet might bring.
That's it.
I want another Wahoo on the San Mateo.
There you go. We're hoping, man. This water is crazy warm. So, I mean, 78 degrees on the beach. It's ridiculous. So, we'll see what happens.
So rad. Thanks,
talk
Willie.
To you next week.
All right. Hey, let's hit the surf. Yeah. Let's hit the surf now. We're going to go to the beach. And the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Doing great, man.
The water temperature.
Yeah,
is
that definitely
yes,
is. The tuna count is up.
I'll tell you what else, that super moon. I don't know if you've seen that moon last night, but boy.
This morning, too.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. The tides are cranking, too, and we really got a reaction in the surf. Another excellent week of fishing. Corbina bite continues strong. Spotfin croaker bite took off this week. And dig out those bonita feathers, because the bonita were all over the place this week. Starting up North Hook Line, Sinker reported good bite on a mix of halibut, white sea bass. East and Goleta Beaches was good. The flash minnows, 4-inch big hammers were working there. There's plenty of shorts, but there's also lots of legal fish, legal halibut and legal sea bass, up to about 12 pounds in there. Wiley's reported some quality spotfin croaker, 5-pound, 14-ounce fish was checked in at the shop yesterday, taking on a mussel off Will Rogers there. That's a beautiful spotfin. Corbina bite was good again for those guys on the Malibu beaches. Just Fishing in Redondo reported good bonita action off the pier and in the harbor. Crocodiles, bubble, and feather rigs working the best. Big Fish and Seal Beach reported some big spotfin biting off the Huntington Beach pier, Bolsa Chica there. Seal Beach pier, the fish have been running up to 5 pounds and taking mussels and lugworms, and there's been some nice sargo to 3 pounds in the mix. Bonita action, again, was good off the Seal Beach Pier. A few firecracker yellowtail mixed in. Hogan's reported good Corvina action off South San Clemente with few crabs around. Lugworms have been the ticket. 6-pound fluorocarbon leader is a must. The real touchy fish. Pacific Coast reported terrific spotfin action in the lagoons. One angler reported 12 fish in a session with his big fish, 4-pound, 10-ounce. Beautiful fish. Beautiful fishing. Ponto Del Mar also kicking out fish. 2 to 3 pound bonita have been making a showing every day off the Oceanside Pier there. A few yellowtail, firecracker yellows in the mix. P-line laser minnow, the 1 ounce, and splasher rigs getting bites there. So get those bonita gear out, because those fish are coming in tight, and we got fall coming up. There's going to be some nice bonita around here coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no man, doubt, that's good stuff, Gundy. Fish everywhere.
It's awesome.
From your ankles in the surf to deep water, huh? You know, the funny thing I saw yesterday was there was a hammerhead shark swimming around the beach yesterday in La Jolla.
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
I didn't.
Yeah, like they called it a 7 to 9 foot hammerhead. It's like we've seen them all year. I mean, they're swimming around all over. But one was kind of swimming around the surf, so they closed the beach.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So they should have just called Gundy, man.
Yeah.
He could have handled business.
Hey, you know, the hammerhead have been there. Been tuna around the hammerhead. I wonder if he brought some tuna into the beach.
Yeah, I wouldn't be
cast
surprised
off the beach,
this year.
Catch a elephant,
right?
It could happen.
Well, I didn't put it in my report this week, but those guys up in Redondo told me there was a rumor a guy took a yellowfin off Doc Weiler Beach there off the jetty, but we didn't have pictures or we didn't have evidence, so I didn't mention it. But with the water this clean right in on the beach, hey,
it could
anything's possible.
Yeah. There's been a couple times coming home from fishing where, you know, we're done and loaded and got our fish and driving in, and you'll see a turn school with tuna jumping. I mean, just outside the kelp line. Yeah, I mean, like, you got to be kidding. Like, there's no way there's tuna in here. And sure enough, whoop, you see him jumping around. And first you try and convince yourself it's bonita or something. You look up, nope, there's a yellowfin tuna, like, out of the water. Like,
there
right,
it is.
It's right there. Who knows, Gundy?
Gundy, thanks a lot. Great stuff, man. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, you guys have a good week. Thank
all right,
you.
You too.
All right.
That is our catch report wrapping up. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it, bro. Dan and Encinitas, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Dan.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Morning.
How's it going there, Dan?
My dad's a big time, he likes to fish on the bottom. He's stuck on his 10-500 and his 20 to 50 pound rod. And we were on the Dolphin a couple weeks ago, and you know, we had that window at a yellow, and you had to get your bait away from the boat. And he was just struggling with the bait trying to peel off that, you know, 10-500 spool. Any suggestions for like something in that lower mid price range setup, reel and rod? I noticed your Rhett rods look pretty nice. Something like in that style, that range.
Yeah, now that particular reel that is on our Rhett rods has this year been discontinued. Those are the TLD Star Drags by Shimano. But if there's any way that he could swing the price, it is considered a mid-priced reel by today's standards. That Torium that came out is a really good free-spooling casting reel with great gearing, great drags. Probably the 20 size is the most common. You can fish anywhere from 20 to 40-pound test on that.
And now in stock.
Oh, yeah, they're in stock.
Yeah. They were hard to get at first.
We've not had a problem.
Okay. Well, that's because you order.
We stocked up a little early.
That's because we have a Doug Kern. Yeah.
You recognize the quality and the popularity of something, and you stock up.
This year, you know, getting stuff in early made a big difference, so we stockpiled a lot of stuff. But anyway, that would be my number one suggestion. There are, you know, graphite-style reels out there. Daiwa makes one. You know, that's in that $130 range. The Toriums are in the, like, the $230 range. If there's any way that he could swing that Torium, that'd be a reel that he could use for virtually anything from yellowtail to tuna. I mean, you go out and catch a striped marlin on that if you had to.
And it'll last a lifetime.
And yeah, they have the EI treatment, which means they will never corrode. Oh. You know, a reel like that, you're going to maybe service once every second or third year. You know, even if you fish quite a bit, you just don't have the need for service. The Jigmaster, we used to take extra sets of drags on the boats. You catch two or three fish, you have to take it apart and change the drags out. And you know, the bearings were always blowing up on those things, and like you say, they just don't cast that well after a while. So that's my suggestion. And you know, I don't know if you guys get down to the landing at all, but we can pull all the choices out on the case and describe the pluses and minuses, but you're going to probably end up on that Torium.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk, including more of your phone calls, lots of great information. You stay tuned. Another full hour coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season, so why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
It's Yamaha's Super Sizzlin' Summer Sales event. For limited time, eligible new 60 to 350 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 50 horsepower four strokes include up to $3,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends August 31st, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon. Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check KingfisherCharters.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader. The Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.